الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. صلوات
محمد.
We were talking about the shabahat, resemblance that exists between Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and the previous prophets of Allah alayhim as-salatu was-salam. As I requested earlier, I request all the youth to please come forward, and if you have your kids upstairs, please bring them so they can sit in front of me. And inshallah, as I said earlier, we will be asking questions from them, and there will be also the prizes given to those who answer correctly, inshallah. So, we talked about the shabahat and resemblance of our beloved Imam Khatamul Awsiya with Prophet Adam and with Habil and with Shees alayhi salam. And also, last of all, we discussed the shabahat and resemblance of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam with Prophet Nuh. And tonight is the turn for discussing his shabahat and resemblance with Prophet Idris ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Prophet Idris is one of those great prophets of Allah who are, according to certain narrations, according to the more famous statement among our mutakallimeen, he is still alive. Some of the aqwal says that he passed away, but one of the famous aqwal about him says that he is still alive, and he has been raised either, according to the famous statement, to As-Sama al-Rabi'a, Asman al-Chaharum, the fourth heaven, or according to the second call among our scholars, he was raised to the sixth heaven. And there's a third call as well, according to which he has passed away. So Idris, وَهُوَ جَدُّ أَبِي Nuh, and he is the grandfather of the father of Nuh alayhi salam. The grandfather of Nuh's father means he is the great grandfather. That means Prophet Nuh's father, then his father, and then his father is Prophet Idris. So Prophet Idris is way before Prophet Nuh, and his name is Ukhnuh. That's his actual name. ورفعه الله مكانا عليا رفعناه مكانا عليا. This مكانا عليا in the Holy Quran, a high place. A high place in the Quran has been interpreted by various interpretations, and I told you the three call and statements. Now obviously, according to the famous statement, and that's in Majma'ul Bayan, the tafsir of Majma'ul Bayan, where qala Mujahid rufa'a Idris kama rufa'a Isa wa huwa hayyun lam yamut. Idris alayhi salam was raised the way Isa alayhi salam was raised, and he is alive and didn't die. وَقَالَ آخَرُونَ أَنَّهُ قُبِضَ رُوحُهُ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ الرَّابِعَةِ وَالْخَامِسَةِ. And some have said that his soul was taken out, that means he passed away, when he was reaching between the fourth heaven and the fifth heaven. رُوِيَ ذَلِكَ عَنْ أَبِي جَعْفَرَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. That narration was from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. So similarly, this is the resemblance between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and Prophet Idris alayhi salam. Al-Qa'im alayhi salam rafa'ahu Allahu makanan aliyan ila as-sama'. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was also raised to a high place towards the heaven. Now what was the high place? I'm going to come to that point. So before I come to that point, let us first discuss the high place of Prophet Idris first. Idris alayhi salam hamalahu al-malak ala janahihi fatara bihi fi jawi as-sama'. Idris alayhi salam was raised on the wing of an angel to some high place in the heaven. Now one of the narrations in Tafsir al-Qummi, Tafsir Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qummi, is one of the very muhtaram and well and honored tafsir among our urafa and great scholars. They regard this tafsir because Ali ibn Ibrahim himself was one of the awliyaullah, one of the greatest servants among in the history of ulama in our in tashayyu. So obviously when that kind of person is writing a tafsir, it carries a lot of weight. In tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qummi, he is narrated from his father Ibrahim al-Qummi and Muhammad ibn Abi Umar, so on and so forth. It's narrated later on at the end from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى غَضَبَ عَلَى مَلَكٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ فَقَطَعَ جَنَاحَهُ. Allah was angry over one of the angels and cut off his wing. وَأَلْقَاهُ فِي جَزِيرَةٍ مِنْ جَزَائِرِ الْبَحَرِ. And Allah threw him in one of the islands of the oceans. فَبَقِيَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي ذَلِكَ الْبَحْرِ. So this angel remained in that island for as long as Allah wished. فَلَمَّا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِدْرِيسَ جَاءَ ذَلِكَ الْمَلَكُ إِلَيْهِ. When Idris was sent, this angel came to him and said to, obviously, in other words, it's a long narration. You know, he said, "Ya Nabi Allah, ud'u li an yarda, ud'u Allah li an yarda anni." He basically is doing shafa'at, seeking shafa'at from Prophet Idris to pray for him so Allah can give him the wing back. And Prophet Idris prayed for him, and his wing was given back to him. And this angel is the one who asks Idris alayhi salam if you have some hajat and some need. And this is where Idris alayhi salam asked him to carry him over his wing. So he wanted to see the Malakul Maut. Hatta anzura ila Malakil Maut. Fa'innahu. So basically, so now fa'akhadahu al-malak ala janahihi hatta intaha bihi ila as-sama'i ar-rabi'a. So that angel was the one who, that angel carried Idris alayhi salam to the fourth heaven. فَإِذَا مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ يُحَرِّكْ رَأْسَهُ تَعَجُّبًا. Malakul Maut moved his head out of surprise. فَسَلَّمَ إِدْرِيسَ عَلَى مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Idris alayhi salam did his salam on the angel of death. Angel of death said, إن رب العزة أمرني أن أقبض روحك بين السماء الرابعة والخامسة. رب العزة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. In other words, Allah has commanded me to take your soul out between the fourth heaven and the fifth heaven. فقلت, I said, that means the angel of death said to Allah, يا ربي وكيف هذا وغض السماء الرابعة مسيرة 500 عام. How can that be when the thickness of the fourth heaven, السماء الرابعة, أسمان چهارم, the thickness of the fourth heaven is the travel of 500 years. We don't know this 500 years belong to this world calculation or the calculation of that world. This information we don't know. In that world, obviously, one day of that world equals to 50,000 years of this world. Allah knows which, how much is the duration of this 500 years of thickness, travel distance between, not between, thickness of the fourth heaven itself. والخامس وهو قوله ورفعناه مكانا عليا. And the fifth one, just a minute, I skipped a couple of lines. So then he said that قلت يا ربي وكيف هذا وغلظ السماء الرابعة مسيرة 500 عام. Thickness of the fourth heaven is 500 years of travel. ومن السماء الرابعة إلى السماء الثالثة مسيرة 500 عام. And between the fourth heaven and the third heaven, السماء الرابعة والثالثة, آسمان چهارم and آسمان سيفوم, is 500 years travel. And وغلظ السماء الثالثة 500 عام. Likewise, the thickness of the third heaven is also 500 years. وكل سماء وما بينهما كذلك. And every heaven and what is in between it is the similar. That means every heaven is 500 years of travel distance from the beginning till the end. And between the two heavens is also 500 years of travel distance. So how would I, basically Malikul Maut is trying to say is that how can I take the soul out of Idris alayhi salam between the fourth and the fifth heaven when this is long distance is there. فكيف يكون هذا ثم قبض روحه بين السماء الرابعة والخامسة. So then he took the soul out between the fourth and the fifth heaven, and that's what is the statement of Allah, وهو قوله ورفعناه مكانا عليا. We have raised him, Allah said about Prophet Idris, we have raised him to a high place. قال وسمي إدريس على نبينا وآله عليه السلام لكثرة دراسته للكتب. The reason why Idris was called Idris because of his abundant study of the books. That's the narration from Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qummi rahmatullah alayh. And also another statement, إنه حي في الجنة وهو المروي عن ابن عباس. Another call is that he is alive, he is inside paradise. That's the statement number 4 about Idris alayhi salam. Isn't it right? We talked about 3 statements earlier and that's the fourth one. Now coming to Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salam, رفعه روح القدس صلوات الله عليه وطار به في جو السماء. Ruh al-Qudus, that angel, took Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to the heaven. Now, we have several narrations. One narration is narrated in Kamaluddin wa Itmamun Ni'mah, a very, very important and respectable book, which is narrated from Hakima Khatun salamullahi alayha. If you go to Samarra, you find in the Dharih of Al-Askariyain alayhim as-salam, where Imam Al-Askari and his father Imam Al-Naqi alayhi as-salam are buried in the same darih, in the same box. You find there's the qabr of Hakima Khatun salamullah alayha and Narjis Khatun salamullah alayha, the mother of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. So there are four graves inside the Dariq in Samarra. May Allah give us the tawfiq to go for ziyarat and protect all those who are defending it. So Hakima Khatun salamullah alayha was helping Nargis Khatun alayhi salam at the time of the birth of the Imam. So the narration from Hakima Khatun says fi bab milad al-qa'im. So let me come to this narration. She is an Imam. When he was born, he was in his knees, and raised his two index fingers, like I mentioned in the previous lesson, recited the kalima by saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna jaddi rasulullah wa anna abi amirul mu'minin wasiyyu rasulillah. This is what Imam Mahdi alayhi salam said, and then started to mention the imams one after the other until he reaches himself, and then he says to Allah, Allahumma anjiz li wa'di, O my Lord, fulfill your promise for me, wa atmim li amri, and complete for me your amr, and wa sabbit wat'ati, and make my make me steadfast, in other words, wamla il arda bi adlam wa qista, and fill up the earth through me with justice. So now she says, I saw on the right arm, Hakima Khatun says, I saw on the right arm of this baby, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, on the right arm it was written, this ayat of Quran was written, Ja al haqqu wa zahaqa al batil, inna al batila kana zahuqa. Haq arrived. Haq arrived and batil was was gone, and certainly batil is there to go, in other words. So that ayat was written on his right arm, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, I gave him into the hands. Imam Askari called me and asked me to deliver, to give the Imam to him. So I gave the Imam into his hand. He was holding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam on his left palm of the hand, and he rubbed his right hand over the head of his baby and said, O son, talk with the qudrat, with the strength of Allah. And this is where Sahib al-Amr started to speak. He recited, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa nuridu an-namunna. The same ayat that I have been mentioning in the beginning of my speeches, this ayat which relates to Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam, that we have willed to favor those who have been weakened on earth and make them imams and make them the inheritors. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضِعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. This complete was recited by Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. And also there was a noor spreading all over in the afaq, in the horizons. Angels were coming down, rubbing their body, rubbing their existence with that of the Imam and going away. So this kind of noor was available at that time. And also it is narrated that Imam Askari alayhi salam said to him that whatever haq, that means, in other words, whatever Allah has sent to his messengers, read that, in other words. So this is where Imam Mahdi alayhi salam started to read the Sahifa of Adam, Suhuf of Adam alayhi salam, which was in the Suryani language, and the book of Idris, and the book of Nuh, Sahifatu Idris and Sahifatu Nuh, and the book of Hud alayhi salam, and the book of Saleh alayhi salam, and the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the Tawrat of Musa, and the Zabur of Daud, and the Injil of Isa, and the Quran of Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then he talked about the stories of the messengers, and then after that, the narration tells us that Allah, one narration tells us Allah sent down two angels, and those two angels took Imam Mahdi alayhi salam up till the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the throne of Allah. So we studied, isn't it right, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on Mi'raj, and he was taken to Qaba Qawsain or Adna. He also went, saw the Arsh of Allah, which is the sign of his azamat. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the naib of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was also taken up to the Arsh at the time of his birth. And Allah said to him that marhaba, welcoming Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, welcoming my slave. I have created you for the help of my religion. That's the conversation taking place between Allah and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam at the time of the birth of the Imam. Just imagine. I have created you, Allah said once, for the help of my religion and izhar and expressing the amr of sharia of mine. And you are the Mahdi among my slaves. I swear by my essence, by my zat, that I'm going to give the reward based on your obedience. And I'm going to punish based on your disobedience. And anyone who obeys you will be rewarded. Anyone who disobeys you will be punished. This is the qasam that Allah did over his zat and essence. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the criteria. If we want to find out how much we are successful on the day of judgment, we need to see how much we are obeying the Imam alayhi salam. And if you want to find out how much we are obeying the Imam, we need to find out how much we are obeying the Holy Quran. Isn't it right? Because Rasulullah had already said in Hadith al-Saqalain, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَتِي وَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَا. There's an ittihad. Our Urafa say there's an ittihad. This is the khabarun ghaybi. This is news from the unseeable world that Prophet has shared with us. وَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَا. Khabarun ghaybi. That these two can never get separated from each other, hatta yarida alayya al-hawl, until they meet me at the fountain. So if you want to find out how much you are close to Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, look how much you are close to the Holy Quran and its ahkam and values. So if you understand the Holy Quran and its values and you are practicing its ahkam and its principles, that much closeness you have towards the Imam of the time. And I'm going to provide, through your shafa'at and hidayat, I am going to forgive my servants. And then Allah said to the two angels, return him back towards his father and say my salam to him. Allah is talking to the two angels and say that he is in my refuge and my protection. From the shar and evil of, I'm going to protect him from the evil of the enemies. So he's directly under, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is directly under the protection of Allah. That's his khalifa, Allah's representative, his commander in chief. Look at how important is defending the Imam. And I am going to bring him out and install haq through him. That means haq and righteousness will be installed through Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. And I will bring down the batil and falsehood through him. So the religion of Haq becomes khalis and pure for me. This is what is narrated in Jilaul Uyun. That's one narration. Now another narration teaches us that Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam was taken by the Ruhul Qudus. He was given, Imam Askari gave it to Ruhul Qudus, and Ruhul Qudus is the one who took Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. So we have different narrations. And Hakima Khatun asked, and she was told by Imam Askari alayhi salam that this is Ruhul Qudus, which is there for the tasdeed of for the tasdeed of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, for assisting the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now Ruhul Qudus is an angel, which is either, according to one of the aqwal in tafsir, Jibreel himself, or an angel which is greater than all the rest of the angels, and other than Jibreel, according to another qawl. So Ruhul Qudus, when he was taken away, the narration teaches us that Hazrat Nargis Khatun started to cry. That's natural. When you separate a newborn baby from the mother, obviously every mother has so much love towards her child, she would cry. She started to cry. Faqala alayhi salam, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, according to this narration, said to her that uskuti fa inna rida'a muharramun alayhi illa min sadyika. That means breastfeeding is haram upon him except through your breast. This is the same situation that was happening with the mother of Musa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. And we are going to come very soon with the about the Shabahat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Musa. So this is for you, was sayu'adu ilayki, and soon he will be returned back to him, to you. Kama radda Musa ila ummihi, the way Allah returned Musa towards his mother. Musa's mother was also very much afraid what is going to happen to her newborn baby when he was putting in the box. Isn't it right? Remember, Allah commanded her to put Musa in a box, and then the baby was dropped in the river Nile. وَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and that's the statement of Allah. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ, and we return him back towards his mother so her eyes become satisfied. Not the exact translation, but that's what we learn in the light of the verse, and she doesn't feel the sorrow. So قَالَتْ حَكِيمَ فَقُلْتُ مَا هَذَا الطَّائِرُ. Hakima Khatun asked Imam Askari alayhi salam, who is this angel? And Imam Askari replied, هَذَا رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ الْمُؤَكَّلْ بِالْأَئِمَّةِ يُوَفِّقُهُمْ وَيُسَدِّدُهُمْ. This is Ruh al-Qudus, which is assigned over the Imams to assist them for their tawfiq and tasdeed. So this is how Prophet Idris alayhi salam, who was taken up by Allah. Similarly, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was also taken up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, the resemblance number two between Prophet Idris and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that غَابَ عَنْ قَوْمِهِ لَمَّا عَزَمُوا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِهِ. In the hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, tells us that Idris was ghaib. He also disappeared from his nation. When the nation tried, the nation were wishing to kill him. So Al-Qaim alayhi salam definitely has the same situation. The nation is definitely trying to kill him. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the mazloom number one on the face of earth. If somebody asks you, who is the biggest mazloom person on the face of earth? The answer is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Isn't it right? And the people will definitely kill him if he appears. And we have been praying to Allah to hasten his appearance. Isn't it right? But instead of focusing on anything else, we are supposed to focus on our own a'mal and behaviors. Are we ready to defend the imam? Because yakhafu ala nafsihi al-qatl. One of the riwayat teaches us that Imam Mahdi al-Islam will be afraid of getting killed. He's not afraid of death, but if he gets killed before the wa'ad and promise of Allah in Quran getting fulfilled, who is going to fulfill the promise of Quran? Quran will become a liar, and Quran will never become a liar. So Imam Mahdi al-Islam must remain in the ghaybat and should not appear until we are ready. So we need to improve, not the imam. So now before I go further, I will stop my lesson here and start questions from the youth. First question I will ask from the girl side, if there is any of the youth 9 to 25 who can tell me from the girl side the four resemblances that we learned between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and Prophet Adam. 9 to 25, girls only. We talked about five shabahat and resemblances between Prophet Adam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Is there any girl who can tell me? This is the benefit of writing down, and I always emphasize in my speeches, and we have so much taqeed in hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Uktubu fa innakum lan tahfadu hatta taktubu. We need to write down the hadith, when we learn it. So, okay, now I would ask the boys 9 to 25, if there's anyone who can tell me the five resemblances between Prophet Adam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. You have five resemblances. Okay, go ahead, please.
I can name three.
Huh?
I can name three.
Okay, go ahead, please.
They were both raised to the... And they
were both raised what?
To heaven.
No. Prophet Adam was not raised to the heaven. We are talking about Adam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Five shabahat we talked about in the lesson number one. Yeah?
They had they both came 72 parts of the knowledge?
No. 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 There is no way Prophet Adam can get 72. 25. Prophet Adam had 25 names according to that hadith. Among the Ism-e-Azam, the greatest names of Allah, only 25. Not 72. It is not possible for him to get the 72. This is exactly what happened according to that narration, that he tried to get close to the tree and ate from the fruit of that tree. And the hadith tells us, according to that hadith, that shajara and tree was actually shajaratul ilm, the tree of the knowledge of Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. He is not supposed to get that knowledge, but he got close to the tree of knowledge and ate from that fruit of the tree, and that's why he was deprived of that stage and was taken out of the Jannat and paradise. So this is exactly what happened, that he is not entitled to get the knowledge of 72 names, and he tried to get the knowledge of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, which he does not deserve because he doesn't have the level of Taharat and that high level of cleanliness of the soul similar to the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. He is also a Masoom, but not of their comparable level, so he doesn't deserve the knowledge. Okay, any of the girls, any of the elders from the sister side who can tell me the five resemblances between Prophet Adam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, elder sisters, 25 and above. We still have 3 or 4 minutes at least for the Adhan, minimum. 5 resemblances we discussed and learned between Imam Mahdi and Prophet Adam alayhum assalam. Okay, anyone from the boys, from the brothers, for 25 and above? Buka, ahsant. Brother Hani, second, point number 2. First was the ilmul asma. Ilmul asma. Allama Adam al asma'a kullaha. So that has been in the tafsir of Ahl al-Bayt according to that narration which I told you. Prophet Adam was taught the ism Adam, only 25 names. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has 72 names of ism al-A'zam. Al-ism al-A'zam. So this is the shabahat and resemblance. Both have the ism al-A'zam. He has 25, Imam has 72. So ilmul asma, knowledge of the names, is the first resemblance. Resemblance number 2, like Brother Hani said, is crying. Both cried. According to some one narration, Prophet Adam cried for 300 years. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to Ziyara An-Nahiya, لَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. He said to Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, I'm going to cry on you, you know, day, morning and evening. So crying is the shabahat number 2 between them. Now what are the rest of the 3? Huh? Well, you can say in one sense, virasatul ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the virasat and inheritance of earth to Prophet Adam. The whole earth was, he was inheritor of the complete full planet earth. Similarly, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the inheritor of the entire planet earth. That's the resemblance between number 3. Now what are the remaining 2 resemblances between Prophet Adam? This is why I request all of you to please write down the remaining 2 resemblances between Prophet Adam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So basically, none of you can get the prize. Okay? Both were sent to make the earth alive. That's correct, because Ihya'ul Ardh. Remember, we talked about Adam alayhi salam made the earth alive through his ibadat and worship after the earth was dead because of the kufr of kafirin. So he made the earth alive. He was the muhyi of the earth. Similarly, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the muhyi. He is the one who is going to make the earth alive after the whole, after the earth will be dead. And the death of earth means the kufr of kafirin on the face of earth that makes the earth die. So that's the resemblance number 4. And there were only 4 resemblances. Yeah, that was about Habil. So there are only 4. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.